like the way that Chauncey played and that between the legs pass.
Yeah, thanks, bye, buddy. It was a great pass. I had the easy part, you know, just to set a screen, and he, you know, does what he does best. He made a big play.
The things that Chauncey does for you, I mean, the statistics might not always show that, but what does he give you
for? I think he gives us that sense of leadership and a calming factor on the court. You know, he's kind of always under control. He seems like he always has the right thing to say, the right thing to, you know, has the right idea. So when he's out there, we look for him, you know, not only to make plays for us, but also just to kind of give us that that mental reassurance.
I would imagine that would come in handy in the playoffs later in the final games. And those are the most difficult parts of all the basketballs, closing out a game in the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's played in so many big games and been successful throughout his career, so to have him on our side and to have him, like I said, as somebody to look to, not only to make plays, but to you know, have strategy and talk over things and you know, give his input and his advice is huge.
Like we always say, there's a process that you got to go through to win in the playoffs in the NBA. What did you guys learn from you personally in last year? Do you think it'll carry over and give you a benefit this year?
You know, it's about really locking in and you know, everybody knows the plays. Everybody knows the tendencies that players have. So it's about locking in and actually executing your game plan each and every game. You might switch it up from game to game, but for the most part, it's going to be the same. So it really comes down to the small details, the guys that make the small plays, that make the hustle plays, that, you know, carry over and allow you to win. So you really have to lock in mentally and be on another level.
Like you guys are locked in. It seems like this last couple of weeks or so, it's sort of a workmanlike.
I think we've been much better. I think we've really locked in practice. We've had good practices. We've had good huddles. We've had good team meetings. Everybody's locked in. Everybody's kind of engaging and asking questions, and we're going over things as a team, you know, as far as defensive schemes, you know, offensive things, you know, ideas that we have. You know, when everybody's contributing like that, I think it kind of puts more ownership on us, and we feel like it's, you know, where everybody's really involved. So that's what we've been doing a good job of lately. But we need to step that up even more and more, and I think we will.
Blake, can you talk about as far as, you know, that conference last year and the excitement of taking it even farther this year? Talk about the intensity level.
The intensity level goes up automatically. You know, I had heard about it and people talk about it and tell you that it's going to go up and it's a whole different game in the playoffs, but it's hard to actually know what they're talking about and really know what to expect unless you actually go through it and you have that opportunity to live it. So, you know, for that, us having that experience of going through 11 playoff games for our young guys, DJ, myself, Eric Bledsoe, is huge because, you know, we've added a lot of guys that have a lot of playoff experience already. So, you know, we're happy with where we're at right now. But like I said, we need to take it to another level once the playoffs start.
Why was tonight so one-sided? What one takes
away? I thought we did a good job defensively. You know, they're in the second quarter, into the first quarter, in the second quarter, we got stops. Our second team did a great job and you know, really made it tough for them to score. Got out and got some easy buckets and, you know, once that happens, the confidence starts to kick in. Everybody's hitting shots, and we're playing the game at our pace. So that's the kind of defense, that's the kind of effort and intensity we need.
Like you guys started out thinking about this season. Talk to us a little bit about what it's like to be part of this memorable season for the franchise.
It's been a lot of fun, man. I was talking to Chauncey and DeAndre before the game, and just talking about how quickly this season went by, and how it, you know, it seemed like we were just in training camp not that long ago. So, you know, and that's part of winning. You know, when you're winning, everything kind of just flows a lot better. You know, CP said it, the food tastes better, music sounds better, you sleep better, all that. So, you know, to be a part of it is great, but, you know, as players, we expected to come in and you know, hit milestones, you know, get wins and all that. So, you know, we don't look at it so much as we made this huge accomplishment because that's what we felt like our team was capable of. But like I said, it is a step in the right direction.